Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Walking and walking in this way, the devotees arrived at the city of Cuttack, where they remained for a day and saw the temple of Sakshi Gopal. No purport here, so we'll go to 36. When Nityananda Prabhu described the activities of Sakshi Gopala, transcendental bliss increased in the minds of all the Vaishnavas. Again, purport by Srila Prabhupada. For all these activities, refer to Madhyalila, chapter 5, verses 8 to 138. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasani Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Okay, so now, you know, in this chapter, there are five key aspects we'll go through, right? The first is the journey to Vrindavan, right? First is the journey to Vrindavan that is being taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Second being Sakshi Gopal, the witness who walked. So we'll discuss that. Then third is hearing from Nityananda Prabhu, right? How the devotees are hearing from Nityananda Prabhu. Fourth is faith. We'll go deep into faith. What is faith? Fifth is practical application. Okay, so we hear all this. What can we do? What can we do? So again, reading text 35 and 36, walking, in this way, the devotees arrived at the city of Cuttack, where they remained for a day and saw the temple of Sakshi Gopal. Text 36, when Nityananda Prabhu described all the activities of Sakshi Gopal, transcendental bliss increased in the minds of all the Vaishnavas. Again, so what are we going through? The five aspects today. The journey to Vrindavan, Sakshi Gopal, the witness who walked, hearing from Nityananda Prabhu, faith. And fifth is practical application. So journey to Vrindavan. The context of these verses is that Mahaprabhu has been trying to go to Vrindavan for many, many years. Two personalities, Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, are trying to keep Mahaprabhu in Puri and not let him go. And the fifth year, Mahaprabhu somehow convinces the devotees and he goes. Yeah. So along with him come Paramananda Puri, Sarup Damodar, Goswami Jagannanda, Mukunda, Govinda, Kashishwar, Haridas Thakur, and so many others, right? They are all going. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra is making all arrangements. Maharaj Pratap Rudra is the king. He's making all kinds of arrangements. So staying arrangements, food arrangements, because such a big group of people will have to have some arrangements, right? When we go to Yatra, definitely we need some arrangements, right? Boats for river crossings and all this, right? Now in this verse, what we are seeing is chali chali, you know, if you see. So they are walking, right? They are walking. The devotees arrive at Cuttack, which is modern day in India called Cuttack, right? That's where they arrive. And again, please understand, this is a spiritual pilgrimage. You know, they are just not walking. So some devotees who've been to Yatra, ISKCON Yatra, for a month, ISKCON takes a Yatra, certain people are here. So our Keshav Maharaj also went last year. So the whole month they travel, they have tents, and you know, devotees are traveling to various places. So this is a spiritual pilgrimage, but this is a different kind of pilgrimage. In this pilgrimage, who is there with them? Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada also did the same for us. Srila Prabhupada, you know, took yatras in Vrindavan. In fact, he took the devotees, showed them the temples, and he said, now you enjoy Vrindavan. This is what he said, Prabhupada said, now you enjoy Vrindavan. So if you see the original photos, you know, Prabhupada is there taking walks, and Prabhupada, Vrindavan is home. If you see Prabhupada's oceanic smile in Vrindavan, so Vrindavan is home for Srila Prabhupada. So what did the devotees do at Cuttack? They visited the famous temple of Sakshi Gopal, the witness Gopal. And we'll discuss the story and we'll see how that story explains everything is based on faith. And before even I start the story, I'll just say faith is on only two things. What is faith? Faith is Krishna is or Krishna is not. Please listen to this, right? Krishna is or Krishna is not. So if you think about it, I'm sitting here, I have a body, material body. What is my material body made of? The Panch Mahabhut, which is earth, fire, air, water, like that, right? So who does this body belong to? Jananihas Prabhu had told us, you know, we were young boys in Chopati, right? And we had gone to see him. He said, who does this body belong to? I was like, oh, Krishna. He said, no, not directly Krishna. You're right, but not directly Krishna. I said, I don't know. You know, we're like 40 boys. We are completely confused. What is he talking about? He said, it belongs to Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and then he explained how, you know, everything here, Lord Shiva and Parvati are taking care for us in the material world. Right? The spiritual world, of course, Krishna is taking care here, you know, Mother Parvati. And of course, if you think about it like that, that it's also Mother Earth. Mother Earth is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Radharani. So ultimately, even my body is Krishna's. Whether I like it or not, whether I'm a devotee or not, that is an absolute truth. Does anybody disagree here that my body is Krishna's? Even if you see, you know, in material terms, the body is made of material elements. Material elements belong to Devi, and Devi belongs to Krishna, like this. So we'll see in this story how... So as I said, faith is only Krishna is or Krishna is not. And at every moment, the only choice we have is Krishna is or Krishna is not. In this, you know, even before we start, Srila Prabhupada, right, he's sitting on a bench in America, and saying, I've got so many temples. He really doesn't even have so much money. And he's saying to a person on the bench that I've got so many temples, I've got so many devotees. So you may think that he is, I mean, a normal person would, if we didn't know who Srila Prabhupada is, a normal person, what would he think? This sounds delusional. That's the word, isn't it? Or the modern, my son says, delulu. Right, so modern people say delulu. Prabhu, you're delulu, you're delusioned. So in a way, it sounds delusional, right? But who does Srila Prabhupada have faith in? Faith in Guru, faith in Krishna. Not one second Prabhupada said, I was away from my Guru. Please understand. So this is what we are going to come to. In this class, we're talking about faith, and you'll see. And of course, hearing Krishna Katha from pure devotees like Nityananda Prabhu. So what is the story of Sakshi Gopal? We've all heard this, but we'll repeat this for our own purification. So there are two Brahmanas, one young, one old. Young Brahmana, very poor. And then the older Brahmana, rich, with a lot of relatives. Young Brahmana and the old Brahmana go for a pilgrimage. The young Brahmana serves the older Brahmana very nicely. And we've seen this, right, at times, you know, when... when we serve devotees nicely, then we may get some mercy, right? I'll give some example from my life, right? So I was in Bombay and in Mumbai. And in Mumbai, we have a temple of Radha Rasbihari that Srila Prabhupada established. Anybody been to Radha Rasbihari temple? Beautiful deities, royal. Rasbihari is really, really like a king. And you see, you know, all these great, great, you know, film stars and everybody come, you know, if you go to the auditorium, you will find some, you know, big film stars. So anyway, I used to go there and His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj used to be there. Anybody knows His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj? Srila Prabhupada's disciple Sridhar Maharaj, not Srila Prabhupada's godbrother Sridhar Maharaj. So somehow I got some seva because I used to do something with computers and he also had some seva that was given to him. He said, Sundar, can you help me? So I used to come. Now, many times, you know, what would happen is... I would get late doing the seva and my mother would call me. So, where are you? This, that, you know, mothers do that, right? And I, my flat is in Borivali and Juhu is like, so it's like from Watford to maybe Soho Street, you know, that's the distance, right, by train. So, I would say, Mommy, I'm coming. And many times he would see me. So, one time he asked me, he said, Sridhar Maharaj, he said, do you like your mother? So, we started talking about my mother, you know, for some time while I was working. And, then he said, do you like your mother? Now, I remember this because I was beaten up by Sridhar Maharaj that day very badly. You know, so I'll tell you what happened. So I said, yes, I do like my mother. So he said, Sundar Govind, you know, he just looked into my eyes and he said, Sundar Govind, Srila Prabhupada is my mother. Srila Prabhupada is my father. The conviction, the faith. You know, I still remember his face, right? Sridhar Maharaj's face. The way he looked at me, he says, Srila Prabhupada is my father. Srila Prabhupada is my mother. Srila Prabhupada is my everything, Sundar. And then, you know, there was a few tears, you know, coming from his eyes. I was like, oh, Maharaj, thank you for sharing. And then he said, what is your mother concerned about? I said, food, because, you know, it's 11. So he said, oh, then have with me. Now I am, you know, young bhakta. Sridhar Maharaj is Srila Prabhupada's disciple. You know, I was like, Maharaj, you know, it's fine. You know, I'll eat. No, you have with me. You know, disciples have got something. I said, Maharaj, I will have. So I just paid my obeisances to go, because, you know, before you go, you pay obeisances. I paid obeisances. I still remember his hand. And Sridhar Maharaj was strong. Prabhus and Matas, if you don't know, he was really strong. He just beat me on my back. Boom! Very strongly. Oh, Maharaj. And then he said, sit with me. I'm your guru's godbrother. I said, yes, Maharaj. Of course, I was feeling that the earth should open, or, you know, something should happen, because sitting with such a great elevated person, you know, having prasad is not something that, you know. So that time, you know, I just made sure that, you know, I went early, you know, not late. Even my office, I would tell, you know, I have to go, so that I don't have to, you know, do that. So what I'm saying is, this is the faith. Srila Prabhupada's, so Sridhar Maharaj, what is the faith? This is Srila Prabhupada's, what is the faith? Prabhupada is my mother. Prabhupada is my father. Full faith, 100%. Right? There's no, you know, two questions about this. Huh? So this is faith. And yes, so the faith was that the reason I told you the story is because at times we may get mercy from seniors. At times we may get beating. It's all mercy. Anyway, so what happened is, because he served so nicely, the older Brahmana told the younger Brahmana that I will give you my daughter in marriage in front of the Gopal deity in Vrindavan. So they came back to the village in South India. And what happened is, the older Brahmana wanted to do this. The older Brahmana wanted to get his daughter married to the younger Brahmana. But what happened is, naturally, the relatives, who were all rich, they said, hey, you know, what is his status? He's completely poor. We can't give our daughter like this. This is not right. And normally, if you see, marriages are done amongst equals, right? You don't do marriages like this. And the son even accused the younger Brahmana of being a thief and a liar. Also, he did that. He said, you're a thief and a liar, and you have mesmerized my father. At times, we see this, mesmerized into Hare Krishna devotees. My mother used to think like that, you know, mesmerized. You are mesmerized and you are completely useless now. You know, you're a devotee. So that's what, you know, they were accusing him of. So the young Brahmana said, I have a witness. He said, what witness? I have the witness. Witness is Gopal himself. So then the relatives and the brother of the daughter, you know, he said, okay, if Gopal himself comes, then, you know, then we will believe you. In fact, the older Brahmana also, because he was under influence of his children, he said, I never promised like this. The older Brahmana also said, I never promised like this. So that hurt him. And thief and liar, you know, this is what they said that he was. So they put that in writing. So the younger Brahmana said, okay, if Gopal comes, you know, will you accept? They said, yes. So he said, okay, then put it in writing. So he got it in writing this time, rather than just speaking. So he was intelligent, younger Brahmana. So he walked all the way to Vrindavan, went to Gopal, and he said, Gopal, not asking for myself, but this is a Brahmana. A Brahmana should be truthful. It's not for me that I want to marry the daughter. That's fine. I mean, that's okay. But Brahmana speaking not truth is not good. A Brahmana should be speaking truth. And he made a promise, and he's breaking a promise. And you are Go Brahman Hitayacha. What Krishna's, you know, if you know the mantra, it goes, you know, he's Go Brahman Hitayacha. So what does Krishna say? In this simple faith, what does Krishna say? What do you think? He says, yes, I will come with you. Yes, I will come with you, but don't look behind. Don't look behind, I'll come with you. Now, the younger Brahmana did not have a car, did not have a cart, did not have a horse. So he said, Krishna, I'll be walking, Krishna, I'll walk behind you, but don't look behind. So the younger Brahmana is walking, and Gopal is walking behind. Think about this. Gopal is walking behind. The younger Brahmana is walking, and Gopal is walking behind. Right? How many days did the younger Brahmana walk? Anybody? How many days? 1 day, 2 day, Vrindavan to South India? 100 days. Gopal is also walking 100 days. 100 days he walks. Now, when they reach Vidyanagar, which is where the place is, then the younger Brahman looks behind. He looks behind, of course, which is expected. And then, of course, Gopal stops there. And, of course, everybody accepts him and accepts that, you know, what he said is true, because the deity has walked all the way from Vrindavan to our Vidyanagar. And, of course, the king there, local king, finds out. He builds a temple. And the younger Brahmana, please understand, didn't know any of this was going to happen. He did not know any of this was going to happen. How was he going to serve Gopal? He didn't think of anything like this. The marriage was performed, right? And the king built a temple. And to this day, this is the deity of Sakshi Gopal, that Nityananda Prabhu is glorifying to the deities. Now, we'll talk about faith. So please understand, what is the difference between this devotee and us, frankly? What is the difference between this devotee and us? Maybe some of you do. I'm just talking about myself then, you know. This kind of faith is rare. Do we accept? This kind of faith is very rare. That if I tell the deity something, the deity will listen. And the heart is pure. The heart is childlike. There's nothing in the heart there. That Krishna, you need to do this. This is the reason. That the Brahmana must be truthful. Brahmana must not be proud and all that. And must not lie at least. Now let's return to the verse, right? Why is it significant that Lord Nityananda Prabhu says this story, right? So in the text itself, this is text 36. It says, when Nityananda Prabhu described the activities of Sakshi Gopal, transcendental bliss increased in the minds of the devotees. So what happens by katha? That bliss in the heart of devotees increases. This is the only reason Nityananda Prabhu was doing this. So let's notice, you know, there are three things. First, Sakshi Gopal's story has happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago, right? But hearing it from Nityananda Prabhu's mouth, what happened? It created transcendental bliss in the hearts of devotees, right? What is really happening? What are we called? International Society for what? So I'll tell you a few pillars of our movement. What are the pillars of our movement? Book distribution is one pillar. Everybody agrees? Deity worship is another pillar. What else is some of the pillars? Anybody? Purity is a pillar. What else? Chanting is a pillar. 99% spiritual progress, Mataji said, right? That's what Prabhupada said. What else is a pillar? How about prasadam distribution? Is that a pillar? We should be doing prasadam. Food for life is happening. Today we'll be cooking. Our group's cooking is going on. What else is a pillar of our movement? Harikatha. What you're doing now, right? Harikatha. What else? Vaishnava Seva, Dadhari Prati Grinati, Vaishnava Seva must happen, right? So all of these are pillars. And what did Srila Prabhupada name us? International Society for Book Distribution? International Society for what? For deity worship? These are pillars, please understand. These are pillars. We all agree. International Society for Devotee Friendship? What did he name us? International for what? Anybody? Consciousness, Krishna? Consciousness. That's the first thing that Nityananda Prabhu is doing. What is he doing? He's elevating consciousness. He's elevating the consciousness. So this is the first aspect, right? So the verse goes, right? Shushusho saddhadanasya vasudeva kataruchi san mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha sevana. Only possible when we hear from great souls. Second, now Nityananda Prabhu personally visited Sakshi Gopal earlier also. So please understand, of course, this is Nityananda Prabhu, he's setting an example. He's God himself, right? And he also had heard the story. So it's not that the story is new. Please understand. See, this is what I want to say. Many times we say, it's the same story as, you know, Krishna stealing butter. But every time Krishna steals butter, your consciousness elevates. you understand? Krishna is stealing butter, you know, your consciousness elevates. So it's again and again hearing the same story. Nityananda Prabhu knew the story, he had heard the story, and he is repeating the story. So this repetition. Second point is repetition. Repetition of pure activities of the Lord and his devotees increase our consciousness. Third, what happens when our consciousness increases? What happens? Have you ever been in a class where you think that the class should never end? Have you ever been in a kirtan where you think the kirtan should never end? Absolutely. So what happens? Why you want it to not end? Why? Because there's a connection with transcendence. Consciousness and transcendence connect. That's the third point. Now, Nityananda Prabhu, who is Nityananda Prabhu? Has everybody heard the song? Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Jechaya Jagata Jurai. So what does that mean? Je Chaya Jagata Jurai. What is Jagat? Jagat is like a very, very hot burning place. And Nityananda Prabhu is like millions and millions of moons. Je Chaya Jagata, the entire creation can be benefited by the cooling rays coming from the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. Millions and millions of moons, this is what it said. In that, there's also something funny. First time I read it, because I'm from Maharashtra, Bengali is similar. You know, it says, Nitai na bolilo mukhe, majilo samsara sukhe, sei pashu. Sei pashu bado durachar. Pashu? I was like, if you don't speak Nitananda, you are pashu. So, I was, of course, you know, as new devotees, you don't say anything to anybody, but I was thinking, this is very harsh. This sounds very harsh. Now, if you don't say Nitananda, you are a pashu. Then many years later, you know, somebody gave me a class of Srila Prabhupada where he talks on this verse. You know, he says, why? Why does Srila Prabhupada say that, you know, it's a pashu? Srila Prabhupada explains this very nicely. He says, what are animals doing? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And Srila Prabhupada explains, Nityananda Prabhu is representing which tattva? Guru tattva. He says, when Guru comes, then what happens? Guru attacks. What does Guru directly attack? Your concept that this is everything. It's not that you stop eating, sleeping, mating, defending. When Guru comes in your life, doesn't mean you stop eating, sleeping. Has anybody stopped eating after meeting Srila Prabhupada or his disciples? Marriages are still happening. Eating, sleeping, has anybody stopped sleeping after meeting Srila Prabhupada's disciples? You know, has anybody stopped or Srila Prabhupada directly? Defending, most of us are ready to defend. So you don't stop these things, Srila Prabhupada explains. But what Srila Prabhupada explains is, if you are only doing eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then the animals are also doing eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So then what is the difference between you and an animal? Then I say, this is not so harsh. In Bengali, I thought, this is very harsh. And then, this is not so harsh. You know, what he's saying is true. If there is no Srila Prabhupada in our lives, what would we be doing? We would just be doing these four things. It's only because Srila Prabhupada exists and he's in our lives. And that's why we are doing what we are doing. Make sense, or am I speaking too strict? Please forgive me if I am. And it sounds very strict. But this is what it is. So Nityananda Prabhu represents Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada represents Nityananda Prabhu. And all the gurus in our life. How many gurus in our life? So many gurus. Pad Pradasha Guru shows us the way. The teacher, you know, somebody teaches us how to cook. Somebody teaches us how to do book. All of them are guru. All the gurus represent Nityananda Prabhu. So hearing from Nityananda Prabhu is amazing. But hearing from Srila Prabhupada is no different. So on that, you know, hearing from Srila Prabhupada, you know, have you seen the clip of Srila Prabhupada where he talks about transmigration of the soul? It's a video clip. And it is in New Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, within like few seconds, he explains, you know, I was like, this is just amazing. Every time I hear this, I was like, You know what he says? Consciousness is always active. And he's sitting in the lawns of New Vrindavan. It's a video on YouTube, less than 10, 15 minutes, not more. In there, he explains many things, but one of the things he explains is, your consciousness is always active. Or you are always active. And when you're sleeping, you go somewhere else and you are active there. The only reason you come back to this body, Srila Prabhupada explains, is because this body is still useful. Once the body is not useful, you stop coming back to the body. I'll repeat what Srila Prabhupada says in a gist. You know, I'm not repeating his exact word, but in a gist, you know what he said. Please hear, please go and hear. Transmigration of soul explained by Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. What does he say? Consciousness is always active. By nature, you are always active. So when you are active in the day, all of us are active right now. And when you sleep, you are active somewhere else. The only reason you come back to this body, because this body is useful. As soon as the body is not useful, you don't come back to the body. And then Srila Prabhupada just waits, 2 seconds pause. This philosophy does not appeal. And we're like, Prabhupada, appeal, this is perfect. This is perfect. Huh? Another example, you know, another example that sticks with me about Mayavad. Huh? Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna, we are all coming from Krishna. This is a fact. Huh? He quotes Katha Upanishad, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidhati Kaman. Srila Prabhupada explains this. That all of us are coming from Krishna. Krishna is our maintainer. Huh? Then he gives an example of a mother. Mother gives birth to a child. The child, there are two child. One child says, my dear mother, the material world is a very bad place. Can you take me back into your womb? One child. The second child, and these are Prabhupada's words. Huh? Second child says, my dear mother, material world is very difficult. But you have given me birth. My dear mother, what is my purpose? Which child is better? Have a think. Huh? Second child, Prabhu? What anybody else? Which child is better? What is my purpose is better? Huh? So what Srila Prabhupada says, a mother cannot take back into the womb. Srila Prabhupada says this. Mother cannot take you back in. But Srila Prabhupada can take, Krishna can take you into Brahma Jyoti. This is Krishna. But the right thing to ask is, Krishna, I have been created. What is my purpose? So simple, so nice. Srila Prabhupada's words are perfection. Srila Prabhupada's words are perfection. Anyway, so this is hearing from Srila Prabhupada. These are two examples. There's so many, you know, if I start speaking of Prabhupada, then I'll take many, many hours. So I'll stop now. But please understand, you know, this is what hearing from Nityananda Prabhu means. It elevates our consciousness. And once elevated consciousness, then you do deity worship, then you do cooking, then anything you do with elevated consciousness, Krishna is pleased. Of course, you should always do, but with elevated consciousness, even better. So next is power of faith. Please understand, and this is where, you know, the crux of the class is going to be, right? The young Brahmana had complete faith in Sri Krishna. And most of us don't have that faith that I can go to Krishna and say, Krishna, you know, please, you know, most of us don't have this, right? Are there examples in history where there is this kind of faith? Are there examples? And by history, I mean Srimad Bhagavatam. Are there examples in history? This kind of faith? Anybody? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj. 100% faith. 100% faith. What is the faith? Krishna is my well-wisher. Krishna is everywhere. Can you imagine? Young 5-year-old boy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki Jai. So young 5-year-old boy being threatened by the king of the demons. Saying, where are you getting your power from? And what does he say? I am getting the power from the same place as you. From Lord Vishnu. Now, can you imagine, you know, if any one of us put ourselves in that situation, I don't think we would be able to do that, right? And okay, some of you maybe, but I'm just talking of myself. I don't think we would be able to do that. I would run away rather than facing this kind of person. But what does Prahlad Maharaj says? No, you know, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. And of course, then Lord Narasimha appears. Now, you may say this is, you know, 5,000 years ago. This is 5,000 years ago. What about now, Prabhu? Be practical. This is a new thing, right? We see, you know, material world. Be practical, Prabhu. So I'll speak of Lord Narasimha from a leela that His Holiness, everybody knows our Indradumna Swami Maharaj, right? Our Indradumna Swami Maharaj. He writes a blog. And I have read this story many, many times. Many, many times when I feel a little bit low, I read this story. I read this story from His Holiness Indra Maharaj. And this is a true story. It's happened now. Indra Maharaj is now. So there was this devotee family in South Africa. Small girl coming to temple. Now, when you come to temple, what happens? When you're small, when you come to temple, what happens? So you hear what? You hear the aartis. You hear about Lord Narasimha. You hear about Krishna. You hear about everything, right? So this small girl, the devotees had told her that anytime you're in trouble, what should you do? Worship or call to Lord Narasimha. Lord Narasimha will save you. No filters. Went directly to this small girl's heart. No filters. So as Indradumna Maharaj explains it, and please again, you know, after the class, if you want, please go and read this. Please go and read this. I'm making it smaller for the class, right? But this is a huge this. So what happens is the father is looking from the window, as I understand, that the girl is playing with a ball. The ball goes on the road, right? His Holiness Indra Maharaj writes this. The ball goes on the road and a massive truck comes and the father is seeing that the girl is frozen with the ball, right? And then the truck goes away and the father and the mother, now they are searching, right? This is South Africa, as I believe. So they're searching now, you know, where is the girl? Where is the girl? As normally you would do, right? And you're running around. They think it must be the highway, so they go to the highway, and most of the trucks, you know, don't say that anybody was killed, and you know, on the highway nothing is there. Then, you know, the father, you know, dejected, after some time he goes to the farm, his farm which was nearby, and the girl there is playing with the ball. So he asked the girl, what happened? You know, I saw, you know, there was a truck. He said, yeah, my dear father, there was a truck, and I became frozen because I was so scared. So what did you do? He said, I just called Lord Narasimha, he came. So what do you mean he came? He said, yeah, he came. He came flying. Indra Maharaj writes this. He came flying. He took me. He put me on in our farm. And he said, are you all right? And I said, yes, but Lord, don't leave me. He said, no, I'll come back anytime you want. You know, you just call me. And then he left. And then she showed, you know, there was marks of nails, right? Tiger nails, you know, on her body, small body. And then she again started playing as if it was nothing. And this is what? This is now. So Lord Prahlad Maharaj, millions of years. Indirul Maharaj, our Indirul Maharaj. He's now, right? Our Indirul Maharaj is now. And he's writing this. So Indirul Maharaj says he went to meet the parents and said, please, please, you know, can I have the darshan of this girl, right? So he asked the girl. The girl narrated the story exactly as is and started playing. So Indirul Maharaj said, can I see the nail marks of Lord Narasimha? And paid his full dandwat obeisances. Indra Maharaj writes, he paid his full. Indra Maharaj is our guru, please understand. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, please understand, you know, what I'm trying to say. Please understand the mood, that Indra Maharaj is paying full obeisance to this small girl who has had darshan of Lord Narasimha. This is now. This is now. Now, what is the difference between that girl and us? What is the difference? The same difference that the Brahmana, the young Brahmana. What is the difference? Faith. What is the difference? Faith. Srila Prabhupada is sitting on that bench saying, I've got hundreds of temples. What's the difference? Faith. 100% faith. And the faith of Srila Prabhupada was tested many, many times for us. Please understand, Krishna could have given him anything. Please understand. How many of us read the Prabhupada Lilamrit? Please read. The reason I'm saying is, see, we hear about all these great personalities, right? We hear about all these great personalities. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Arjuna, the Pandavas, all this. And they're all there. They're all, you know, our ancestors, right? They're all there in the Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada is writing it for our benefit. So we should be, you know, reading. But many times as devotees, what we do is we ignore reading. And again, it's not because of choice, it's because of the busyness of material world. Please understand, I'm not saying that we are doing it out of purpose, but so many things to do. We ignore the personality of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is a person. Anybody disagree? Srila Prabhupada is Guru Tattva, of course, but is he not also a person? The reason I'm saying this is because if you read Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, you'll see so many times Prabhupada faced such hardships. Right? Such hardships. Like, in Jhansi, where he started the Hare Krishna League of Devotees, Srila Prabhupada, you know, the politician's wife cheated him. After, you know, successful, you know, so many devotees being made. It is the place where Srila Prabhupada's first disciple said Prabhupada was given a garland of Kadamba flowers by Krishna himself. if you see the YouTube of Prabhupada's first disciple from Jhansi, he says, Jhansi doesn't have such big Kadamba flowers. So he asked Prabhupada, who gave you this? Oh, Krishna gave me this. Matter of fact. Prabhupada was dancing in ecstasy one day, and then, you know, this disciple said, what happened? He said, oh, Krishna came, he gave me this garland. So please understand, Prabhupada is always connected to Guru and Krishna. We may not understand, but Prabhupada is always connected to Guru and Krishna. Prabhupada leaves that Jhansi. Then, of course, you know, two heart attacks on Jaladuta. Not easy. Please understand, these are all, you know, at the age of 70. Many of us, you know, I am 50. You know, I have all kinds of body pain. Please understand, it's not easy at the age of 70 to, you know, go across on a month, you know, in a boat. You know, Prabhupada, if you hear him, all I could see was round and round, Prabhupada says. All I could see was round and round of water. So he was suffering seasickness. In the diary, you know, he just has one line, you know, in heart attack days. Please understand. But what I'm trying to get to, and again, otherwise I'll be speaking of Srila Prabhupada for hours. But what I'm trying to get to is, you know, we were discussing in my mentee group, you know, last Sunday. Do you ever see Srila Prabhupada complaining once, why me, Krishna? Not once, why me? This is faith. Krishna is. What I started the class with, Krishna is. And there was not even once that Srila Prabhupada said, why me? Anybody disagree? You know, has anybody ever read that Prabhupada is complaining to Krishna, Krishna, why me, poor me? Ever. Whereas in the material world, we are infected with this poor me syndrome. Poor me, look at me. You know, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that. Prabhupada, not once does he say, poor me. This is faith. Again, this class is all about faith. This is faith. Not once. Prahlad Maharaj, not once does he say, why me? Why my uncles? I mean, if he wanted, think about Srila Prahlad, you know, somebody mentioned Prahlad Maharaj. Look at his situation. Devotee, but born in a family of demons. Every day he's trying to be killed by his father's people. His own aunt tries to kill him, Holika. But what does he do? Not once does he say, why me? Not once does he say, why me? And why he doesn't? Right? It seems to be a trait, Prabhus and Matas, when I study these lives of these great souls, Srila Prabhupada being the latest, not once do I see this why me. This faith is always there. Again, I'm not saying that we'll develop this faith overnight. But that's the whole point of listening to or hearing about the greatness of the personalities. Arjuna. You read the first, this right, he says Krishna will not fight. But he doesn't say this is all unjust and, you know, Krishna, you know. And even then, what does Krishna say? You know, the second verse. Klaibhyam masma gama parthana eta tvai upapadyate. You know what klaibhya is? It's the third gender. To call a kshatriya klaibhya, he says you're weak-hearted. You're weak-hearted. Krishna doesn't seem to like not faith. Krishna doesn't seem to like, you know, any kind of not faith. Even depression. You're depressed and crying. Krishna says, hey, why you don't have faith? Krishna, that's what Krishna is saying. And then Krishna even is teasing him. Now you're a pandita. You know, seventh shloka, I think. You know, he says, oh, now you're a pandita. You're very intelligent. And then he says, okay, Krishna, Baba, you know, you tell me. Shishyasteham, now I'm your disciple. Then Krishna starts. You know, the soul cannot be destroyed by this. And then Krishna starts as guru. The whole point of guru is to bring faith and destroy unfaith. You know, if there's a word called unfaith, I don't know. I'm making up words. But this is what guru is. So the power of faith. The power of faith. So this Brahmana had faith. This Brahmana had faith. Again, we should not be imitating, but we should understand from these stories. Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, power of faith. And then truthfulness. Now, truthfulness is a religious principle. See, many times, you know, we... Which is why it is said that we should associate with equals more. When we associate with seniors, only the good comes out because they are seniors and they are such loving people. In front of juniors, you know, our love comes, right? Our love comes because we love juniors, right? So naturally what will happen is juniors will praise us and we think we are amazing, which is why equals is very important. Equals will bring us down. I've got equal friends. I just call them up. Prabhu, you think I'm in Maya? This is what is going on. And he'll tell me, yeah, Prabhu, you are in Maya. Or if you're married, then that's fine. Husband and wife can do that to each other, right? Prabhu, you're in Maya. So you could do that. Or at least have one person that you can open your heart to. At least have, you know, what's that verse in the Shikshamrit? You know, it says exchanging gifts and exchanging talks in private. So one of my friends, Karuna Ras Prabhu, you know, if you know, he's here, right? He told me one day, Sundar Govind, what you should do is expose your enemies. I said, what do you mean? He said, expose your enemies to at least one or two people. Then what will happen is the enemies don't have anywhere to go because that one person will see that if you're acting out of faith, without faith, then you'll be corrected. At least one person we should have in life. At least one person we should have in life. Who will be truthful to us? Who will be truthful to us? Because many times, you know, as I said, seniors will only love us and we will only love juniors. You know, so equals, you know, we need some people, right, who will tell us. So truthfulness is a religious principle. A Brahmana must be truthful. And Krishna also agrees. Sakshi Gopal walked for this truthful Brahmana. Then is Krishna's reciprocation. Right? Many times we say, why is Krishna not reciprocating? What does Krishna say? Ye yathamam prapadyante, tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender, that much I reciprocate. You surrender with more faith, you get more reciprocation. Huh? So Srila Prabhupada surrendered and he got unlimited, you know, temples, completely unattached. You see, Prabhupada is not attached. And many times we think, why don't I get things? Because, you know, maybe you're not surrendered. Krishna's reciprocation is proportional to our surrender and our faith. Reciprocation is not random, if you will. It's not random. It's proportional. It is proportional. But does Krishna reciprocate? Of course he does. Otherwise, all of us would not be sitting here. All of us would not be sitting here. And remember the story that I told you about the small girl, Narsingadev, and Indranum Swami Maharaj, right? Krishna's reciprocation. Now, faith versus material qualification. Now, this, most devotees don't have the problem. Most devotees don't have the problem. But we shouldn't have this problem, right? My tilak is better than your tilak should not be there. I have tied a dhoti better than you should not be there. My sari tying is better than your sari tying should not be there. We should not have, I mean, again, I'm just saying as devotees, we don't care about monetary, you know, richness or, you know, that is not there. But at least, you know, or, you know, I don't know. There's a program. Everybody has done potluck. And I have cooked laddus. I have cooked laddus for that program. So I'll go and serve laddus even before anything, right? Everybody should have my laddus, right? And my laddus should be praised. As devotees, we should not be like that. I'm just saying, I'm sure we are not. I'm sure we are not. But this is our material qualifications have zero. Krishna doesn't care even a little bit for that. Materially, what is that song? Duryodhan ka bhogna khayo, rukha saag vidur ghar khayo. Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, they sing like this. That Duryodhan had created this massive amount of prasad, you know, bhoga, you know, for Krishna. Krishna did not even take a little bit also. What does Krishna want? Faith and love. What is that verse? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayaschati. That bhakti with love. And where there is love, Krishna is sold. There's no problem. So that is the point. Material qualification, you know, Duryodhan was big. You know, Vidura was nothing. You know, he was giving banana peels. You know, Prabhupada says banana peels. You know, banana peels he was having. But Duryodhan's wife. Duryodhan's wife. Are there some examples from the Bhagavatam? Material qualifications? No. Did not help them. Gajendra. Materially amazing, strong, this, that, you know. Didn't help. Didn't help. What does he do in the end? Surrenders with a flower. And then Lord comes. Prahlad, of course, born in a demon family. Dhruva, materially qualified, very, very qualified. Very qualified. But and Dhruva is also truthfulness. Sorry, I forgot, I had written it down. Dhruva's mother is saying, go and search Vishnu in the forest. He's walking to the forest. Narad Muni comes and says, you're a small child. Why you go to forest? Going to forest? You know, just go back home. You know, these things happen. You know, don't take it so seriously. And Narad Muni's advice is right. Don't take it so seriously. Narad Muni, it has hurt me. If you can help me, great. If not, I'll find somebody else. Very, very truthful. Please understand. So truthful. Now, would we be able to do that to Narad Muni? Impossible. But he was very truthful. This is where I am. He opened up his demons, right? Just said, Narad Muni, this is where I am at. This is where I am at. Can you meet me at here? Right? I want a kingdom. And I want a kingdom. That's it. You know, that's where I am at. Of course, once he sees Vishnu, he wants nothing. Once he sees the Lord, he wants nothing. But he was truthful where I am. And this is our problem. We try to act at a level, 50, 60 levels above. But where we are, only we know. Only we know. Which is why I have at least one person that we trust who will not judge us. We want a non-judgment. See, the person who we reveal our heart to should not be judgmental. Because otherwise, you know, we'll never reveal again. It should be somebody who we trust. Somebody who, you know, will not judge me. Then we will open our heart. And then you'll find somebody. Or ask Krishna. Krishna will send. Like this. So material qualifications. Gajendra, Prahlad, Kubja. Right? Also, no, you know, material qualification. Materially, you know, hunchback, this, that. You know, Krishna gives her love. Like this. So practically, you know, how do we raise our Krishna consciousness? I don't know, how much time do I have, Prabhu? Maybe. Till 9. Till 9. Okay, so I have time. Okay. So materially, materially, what do? We hear Krishna Katha from devotees. This is very, very important. Or, you know, what I would recommend, if you cannot do that, then listen to videos, right? If it's not hearing, because some people like videos. There are so many videos. You can hear videos. Or, you know, see Srila Prabhupada's old tapes, right? And some of them will be very, very nice, you know, to hear from Srila Prabhupada, right? So that's one important thing, right? And of course, serve devotees. Huh? Pariprashnina sevaya, it says. Huh? Pariprashnina sevaya. So you should also serve devotees. Huh? And serving devotees, Bhaktivedanta manner has unlimited. If you want to serve, you know, there's no limits. Huh? I'll give you my own example. So I am from Bombay Chowpatty, right? So it's a small temple. So one time, you know, I was so ecstatic that on Janmashtami day, I got seva of cleaning the toilets. I was ecstatic. And it was only for 1 hour, 7 to 8. So of course, I was serving somewhere else. And then, you know, from Borivali, where I am, to go to church gate takes 1 hour, right? So I had planned everything perfectly. I left at the perfect time. You know, I thought 7 o'clock, so I'll leave at 5:30, I'll reach. But trains in Bombay can at times be not reliable. So I reached 10 minutes late, 7:10. And my seva was taken away. Because somebody else said, Prabhu, you didn't come on time, you know, and seva was taken. So I was very upset that day because there was no more seva. Huh? There was no more seva available, small temple, right? What I'm saying is Bhaktivedanta manner, we are very, very, very lucky. We can hear Bhagavatam, but also there is unlimited seva. There is unlimited seva. And there is seva upon seva, right? You can do unlimited seva. And if you want seva, you know, it will not end only. On last year, 1st of January, my wife said, Prabhu, only 2 hours, come with me for the cooking. People will come first. Second was working day. So I said, tomorrow is working day, Haripriya, you know. She said, yeah, come. Say, okay. 10 o'clock we came, we left at 10 o'clock in the night, right? And even then we had to start packing in small packs because people were still coming. And how do you say no to small children who are asking for prasad, uncle? You know, okay, take, you know. So all I'm saying is there's unlimited seva. There's unlimited seva. And once you do seva, naturally what happens is your consciousness rises, right? So hear Krishna Katha and do seva with devotees. Then second is developing unshakable faith. Now, this how do we do? This is very, 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 very nice, right? There are four aspects that I'll say, right? And take what you will from this, right? Do small steps, right? Don't go big. Do small steps, right? For example, you know, I used to not be able to get up early morning. So I asked Gaurang Prabhu, I said, what to do? Because he was also initially not able to get up in the morning. He said, Sundar, simple. What you do is, instead of chanting 16 rounds in the morning, what you do is you start with one round. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is material body may take some time. You know, be kind, you know, that way to yourself and to others, right? So I started with one round, then started with, you know, he said, then start with two rounds after 15 days, three rounds. Like that, slowly. So what I'm saying is in a slow pace, proper pace, right? Some of us are not Hanuman, right? Most of us are not Hanuman, right? In Kali Yuga, otherwise you wouldn't be born here, right? So slowly. And again, I'm giving an example of my chanting. Now what happens is, even if I sleep at 2, right, I have to get up by 5. And my wife is, what are you doing? Right? We just slept. I know, but I'm not able to, you know, I'll sleep after maybe, you know, but I'm not able to, you know, 5:30 is late for me now. So 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you know, if, in fact, at times 4:30, I'm without alarm, right? So all I'm saying is be slow, but do this faith-wise, you know, slowly. And then what happens, once you start chanting 6 rounds in the morning, it becomes a habit, right? And once it becomes a habit, then it's very easy. So the power of slowness, right? Small chunks of anything, right? It could be seva, right? It could be seva cooking, right? Or it could be anything, right? It could be book distribution, right? Start small and be with people who are already elevated, right? Be with people who are already elevated in what you want to do, right? If you want to do book distribution, get hold of somebody who's really good, right? And do small, and don't think that first day you'll become like that book distributor. Do small thing, right? Maybe go out one Sunday, 1 hour, right? And then, you know, like that. That's all I'm saying, right? Small steps, not too much, small steps. Second is study Shastra. Study Shastra. Especially my view is study the lives of these great devotees, right? And it is still going on. You know, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, was clear that the Leela of Lord Chaitanya is still going on. So it could be Indridum Swami Maharaj, right? It could be Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. It could be anybody, right? So study their lives. If autobiography has not come, fine, but you can get hold of some senior disciple, right? Of Indridum Maharaj, for example, I'm just saying, right? And then he will tell you or she will tell you, right? Like that. So study Shastra, but also study the lives of great devotees, right? And in that, please add Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit a little bit, right? If you add Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, see, what happens is Prahlad Maharaj, millions of years, Lord Ram, millions of years, but Prabhupada now, right? And he loves us. Prabhupada is not, you know, you can understand Srila Prabhupada, right? So add a little bit of Lilamrit along with studying of Shastra. And then, you know, personal experiences, right? Crave for personal experiences. What I mean by this is, if there's a Kirtan Mela, if there's a Bhagavatam class given by some great soul, right? Great souls keep coming to Bhaktivedanta Manor. We are very lucky. We are very, very lucky, right? Great souls keep coming here. Listen to their class. And if you're attracted to somebody, then, you know, you can listen even offline, right? So, and that will give you personal experience. In Kirtan, right? For example, right? Shivra Maharaj is doing Kirtan, come, right? Shivra Maharaj, you know, I remember my son was, I think, 5 or 6, and I was dancing here in the room. I think it was Shivra Maharaj and Loknath Maharaj doing Kirtan here. And before the Kirtan, he was like, Dad, I don't know, I want to go or not. And after the Kirtan, right? And I remember I danced for 1 hour, you know, now I can't, but that time I was young, you know, for 1 hour, you know, with my son on my back. By the time we went to, he said, Dad, that was amazing, right? That was amazing, right? I didn't want the Kirtan to stop. I was like, great, 5 years old, you know, boy, 6-year-old boy is telling me that, right? So all I'm saying is crave experiences. And experiences are possible in Krishna consciousness. There are so many possible experiences, right, that you can take. And look out for them, right? Like go for yatra, go for something like 1 month yatra is there, you know, they take the bullock carts, you know, you can do that, right? So as I said, small steps of surrender, study Shastra and study persons, Bhagavatams, Srila Prabhupada especially, personal experience, crave personal experiences, right? That's how faith will happen. And last is association. Associate with like-minded devotees, especially find one person that, at least one person that you know, it does not judge you. That's what I mean by association. I don't mean Haribol, and we go away, right? I mean deep association. Prabhu, you know, this is my problem, right? This is my problem, right? What do you think? But that person should be non-judgmental. I'm again saying, because as soon as there is judgment, you know, it goes negative, right? Or be that non-judgmental devotee for somebody else. That's also good. Because we need such people. We need non-judgmental devotees who just want to elevate consciousness. That's the fourth aspect I want to say, right? Because at times there's a dearth of non-judgmental devotees. And by non-judgmental, I mean that know for a fact that Krishna is, right? There are three things, right? Know for a fact that Krishna is, second fact, that eko bahunam yo vidhati kaman, that everybody has come from Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. That's two. What does that mean? Third, last thing. It means what? Everybody is going back to Godhead at some point in time. What's the point of judging? You understand? Everybody is going back to Godhead at some point in time. You do your duty, but know that everybody, even the worst of demons, are going back to Godhead. Don't believe me? Look at the life of Jagai and Madhai. Unlimited crime. Unlimited crime. Books and books. Chitragupta was confused. The writer of Yamaraj is, what? He got mercy. Chitragupta is confused. So what I'm trying to say is, Krishna consciousness has the power to purify anybody. What's the point of judging? Rather than that, why not help elevate the person? And when you help elevate the person, do it in a small way. Okay, Prabhu. Like Gaurang Prabhu did with me, right? He's a Sundar. Small. You know, 1 round first. Then 2 rounds. Then 3. Then 4. Like that. So that's number 2. Developing faith. Value truthfulness. See, this is very important. Value truthfulness. When you give a promise, do it. If you say to somebody, Prabhu, I'll be there at 2, right? Try to be there at 5 minutes before 2. If you can, of course, and there might be unforeseen circumstances. But value time. Keep your promises. Speak truthfully. And don't rely, like the elder Brahmana, what was his problem? Social pressure changed him. Social pressure changed him. Don't come under social pressure. Right? Don't come under social pressure for Krishna conscious principles. Prabhupada didn't. You know, we shouldn't. Right? Of course, you know, we don't be rough with people, but we don't change our principles. Last, don't depend on material qualifications. Don't depend on, because it doesn't seem like Krishna wants them or Krishna is impressed by them. Right? If you use them in Krishna's seva, fine. Arjuna was the best person, best archer and everything. Right? But he used it in Krishna's seva. There were others, you know, on the battlefield. Karna was not that bad, right? But Krishna didn't like him. Krishna didn't even forgive him. Karna is saying to Krishna, oh, Krishna, you know, I am holding a this and, you know, why are you doing it? Krishna said, you acted like a Shudra. How did Karna act like a Shudra? When disrobing of Draupadi was happening, he was the chief instigator. That is Shudra behavior. Krishna, that's not Arya behavior. Arya means higher behavior, higher consciousness behavior. That is nonsense behavior. So Krishna reminded him, you are not Arya. You're nonsense. So material qualification is not required. If it is there, great, use it in Krishna's service. Then what else? Like the milk drinking brahmachari also in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Visit holy places. This is very, very important. Visit holy places. This Bhaktivedanta Manor is also a holy place. Bhaktivedanta Manor is also our holy place. So visit holy places. And not as a tourist. There might be some austerity. If you go, there might be some austerity. Last is share Krishna Katha. Share Krishna's books. Share Seva, ultimate. And I'll end with the conclusion. So what is the formula? Formula one is faith, Shraddha, unwavering trust in Krishna's presence and Krishna's reciprocation. Truthfulness, keeping our promises. Third is association, associate. And it's possible to associate with Srila Prabhupada, as I said, through his videos, through his lectures also. Hearing, listening to Krishna Katha, right, from pure sources. And then, of course, reciprocating with devotees. Those are the fifth thing. I think there's 15 minutes. Any questions? I mean, we can go further, but, I'd like to leave some time for questions. Any questions, comments, corrections, suggestions? Please, go ahead, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very nice class. My question has to do with, I think earlier on in your class, you were speaking about the aspect of, even later as well, the aspect of faith, and you're talking about the Sakshi Gopal deity. So I wanted to know if you said step by step this faith comes, and take it by a slow process, it actually makes a lot of, it is very strong. The slow process. But I was wondering if there's anything else as a factor that can help the faith. Because I remember hearing some of Radhanath Swami's classes, and he gave the aspect of Raghunandan Thakur, which is very, very similar. And he said the aspect that he had no material desires. But I'm not sure if there's anything else, maybe.
Yeah. No, Prabhuji, this is very true. See, yeah, very true. Material desires, impact faith, definitely. Because what happens, in my view, is that we've got so many material desires, right? And many times Krishna may not fulfill all of them, right? And then what happens is we lose faith. I'm Krishna's devotee, right? And these desires are not being fulfilled, right? And Krishna is doing it for a reason, right? Krishna is doing it because Krishna wants to elevate your consciousness away from matter. Now, the problem with matter, what is the problem with material desires, right? It is one lifetime, right? Next lifetime, like for example, Indra, right? Indra was born as a pig. There's a story, right? Everybody remember Indra was born as a pig? Now, in that pig life, Indra had children, Indra had everything, right? And Narada Muni comes to him and says, hey, you're Indra, come back. No, I have to take care of this. That's the problem with material desires, that the false ego makes this one life as everything. That's it. Right? Now, problem with that is that it's not reality. It's not reality. And yet we think it is reality for us because that's what we are living moment to moment. Right? So many times material desires may not be, or may be fulfilled. That's also fine. Right? But, or may not be fulfilled. So what we see with Srila Prabhupada is that initially, for example, Krishna did not fulfill his desire with Hare Krishna League of Devotees. Right. Think about this. Right. Think about this from his life. Right. Then, he's even Delhi streets. Right. He's trying to sell back to Godheads. He is fainting. Right. That's two. Then you see that he travels on Jaladuta. And then there's a lot of problems. Multiple heart attacks. Right. And then Krishna, Prabhupada reaches the home of this person where there's meat in the fridge, Prabhu. And for us it is like unheard of. Right. It's like unheard of. And even then, his manuscript of the entire Bhagavad Gita is stolen. Think about this, right? It's not even material. This is all spiritual. He's doing it for Krishna, but it's happening in matter, right? It's all spiritual, but it's happening in matter, right? It's happening in material nature. That is stolen. Somebody attacks him, right? Have you seen the clip of 26th Avenue? Srila Prabhupada video, black and white. Amazing. Right? Please, everybody go and see this, right? Except for His Holiness Kirtananda Swami, everybody else seems to talk very, very weirdly, you know, as far as this is concerned. Somebody is saying, I'm already a gopi. Somebody is saying, I'm already this and that. So it seems so sahajiya, right? I mean, and somebody is saying, oh, you know, I'm already at this level and, you know, it's just a little bit remaining, you know, for full Krishna consciousness. Right? All of these people are, I mean, Krishna sends him people, but these people are, how to put it, other than a few, are really wild, if you will, right? Right? Somebody in his class comes and gives him toilet paper, right? True story, right? And Prabhupada is so nice, you know, he's serving Krishna by giving toilet paper. Huh? So what I'm trying to say is, material nature is completely different, seems like, because it's one lifetime, one thing, right? Prabhupada is always elevated. Prabhupada is always Prabhupada, right? And in the spiritual world, he's always with Krishna, right? But when he comes to the material world, he goes through this Leela, it is Leela, to tell us that, boss, material nature may or may not fulfill even your spiritual desires, right? Like Prabhupada, if he wanted, Hare Krishna League of devotees could have become completely successful and that's it, right? But then we wouldn't be sitting here and Bhaktivedanta Manor wouldn't be with us and all that, right? So Krishna may have some higher purpose, you know, rasa varjam, rasa paspyasya, right? Krishna says that, right? So this is the thing, Krishna may have something higher for us, right? So this is how we should understand that, okay, this desire, and our desires, Prabhu, may not be material, right? You're speaking, but you know, most of us, our desires may not be material, maybe for devotion only. But if Krishna doesn't give, then there is a higher thing. There is a higher thing coming. Right? This is the faith that Srila Prabhupada had. Or Prahlad Maharaj, till the end, that before Narsingha came, Lord Narsimha Deva came, so much suffering, right? So much suffering. But, you know, there was something higher coming, right? By him, Prahlad is glorified forever. Srila Prabhupada is going to be glorified in Bhagavatam forever, right? Fact, right? But, you know, what he went through, you know, for years, you know, wife selling, you know, from there, sorry, I should have started even before Jhansi, right? I'm sorry, Jhansi, because in our mentor group, you know, we're discussing Jhansi. Even before Jhansi, right? So many problems, right? Even all the money Prabhupada had was using for Krishna consciousness only, right? And even then, you know, the servant stole so much, you know, from his Prayagraj, Pramasi. You see Prabhupada's life, right? You see Prabhupada's life. And then you see, oh, you know, Srila Prabhupada is facing this for us, to teach us. Because our karma may be so heavy, right? So Prabhupada is saying, okay, you know, does it help, Prabhuji? So Krishna may not fulfill because there's a higher purpose, something higher. So we cannot lose faith. This is my only point, right? We cannot lose faith that Krishna is, right? And then if Krishna is, then he's reciprocating in the best way he can. Because Krishna is according to our karma and all the other aspects, right? That comes in, right? But Krishna is reciprocating, right? If Krishna is, then Krishna is reciprocating, right? Because many times, you know, many times it may not be fulfilled, right? Many times it may not be fulfilled, right? Like my mother, right? She was waiting for initiation. I wanted her initiation. She was not. When I went to meet my Guru Maharaj, she was already initiated. Why are you talking like this? You understand? So I was like thinking, oh, not initiated. But Guru said, no, of course she's initiated. What? You know, so all I'm saying is many times things may appear, you know, one way, but they may be completely different, right? Because we don't have the eyes to see. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. So we don't have premanjana. We don't have the salve of love. So till we have that, we need to take that small steps of faith. The help, Prabhuji, I'm sorry I'm speaking too much, but if it helps, I don't know.
Yeah, it does help. Thank you. Is there any other, like, aspect that can maybe help us with our faith? Because sometimes we see that even though we may endeavor, it may be like we don't know how to differentiate if Krishna doesn't want this for us or if he's just testing us as well, you know?
I think, Prabhu, that is why, you know, what I said is very important, that you need to have one person. See, mentorship is there, right? You could join the mentorship, but we need to have one person who's non-judgmental with us, right? And that non-judgmental person, one person, right? I'm not, if more, that's fine, but that one non-judgmental person, friend, that you know will not judge us, right? I have a mentor, right, you know, here, that I know that I can open up to, right? And which is what we need, probably. Because without that, what happens is we become alone. And that's the big danger in Krishna consciousness. Danger is that in front of seniors, we are amazing. In front of juniors also, we are amazing. But we are all alone. Now, that's very dangerous. The reason it is dangerous is because we will never know when we fall down then. Because there is nobody to say, boss, this is where you are. Right, only a friend, you know, or a mentor can tell us, you know, at what place we are, right? And we need to also open up, and you know, they need to be non-judgmental, right? But when we do that, then what happens is we go higher, right? We go higher. Like I'll give you an example, right? I have a little bit of OCD where things are, they should be kept there. In my house, people love to decorate, right? So I opened up to my wife and I just said, you know, this is what my problem is, you know. So every time I say, oh, but why is this thing not here? She goes, vachove gam, manasakrodave gam. So it's good, right? Because now my mind, you know, even in my mind, if something comes like that, right, I start laughing because now I know that, that you know, I shouldn't be like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you have that relationship that the person can openly tell you and you can openly tell the person, right? It may be you know, a mentor, it may be a partner, it may be whoever, right? But you need at least one or more people. Like, because without that, faith cannot be sustained. In the material world, it is so difficult. And you've got millions of years of karma. All of us have, right? Millions of years of karma. We are the way we are because of karma, right? Sorry, I'm again speaking too much, but forgive me. Anybody else would like to ask something or say something? Correct me, please. Ladies. I guess no. If not, then we'll end with... oh, yeah, go ahead.
Truthfulness in the material world. Relationships difficult. And occupation. I mean, even for example, leaves and things like that. Sometimes you need to say some things to attend these. How does it work?
No, give me a concrete example of the question. Because I know okay. What you're asking. But
yeah. Okay, I'm a doctor and I'm eligible for study leave. So, but I want to participate in some ISKCON activities and take study leave. Maybe I'll do a little bit of study, but mostly ISKCON. So that is not being truthful. But it is the way it is. Otherwise, I wouldn't get the study leave to utilize that.
You know, I think people also know, right, when you take study leave, you're not going to study 24 hours a day. Right, and within ISKCON also there is a lot of study anyways, right, and they will be benefited by it, because if your consciousness is elevated as a doctor, they'll be benefited by it. I mean, it's a fact, right? Many times doctors are so themselves in a problem that they cannot help somebody else, Prabhu, you know, and I have seen they are so worried about their own job, what are they going to help somebody, right? So there's various kinds of stuff. Of course, you're studying. You'll not spend 24/7 with ISKCON. You'll spend some time, right, this. So what I do is I'm very open in my office, who I am, right? I'm a Krishna conscious person. At times I send them Bhagavad Gita courses, slokas. In fact, some of them now are listening to people who are completely British and no relation with, are listening to George Harrison's, what's that verse, what's that song? Here Comes the Sun. And all that, right? Because it's a very easy thing for British people, right, to understand, and they say, oh, it ends with Hare Krishna Suchak, you know, so my Karmi name is Suchak, right? So what I do is I'm completely transparent as to who I am, right? So when I take a leave, they know what I'm doing, right? I'm not ever lying, right? It's not this, but at the same time, right, elevated consciousness is very, very important, right? So that's what I would suggest, right? That make sure that people know, because people don't care that much nowadays, right, as to if you're spiritual or not, right? And spiritual is also being respected more, because more and more there's a mind-body connection. You're a doctor, you know, right? There's a mind-body connection, and how, you know, if your mind is good, it affects the body and what you do, right? So 99% of the time, right, they're completely fine. I have not found even once that they stop me, right? So this is what I would do. I will not say that 24/7 I'll be studying books, but at the same time 24/7 I'll be doing some spirituality also, and which is good for my profession, right? Absolutely is good for my profession. So that's how I would put it. I mean, initially I was shy 20 years ago. I'm not shy at all now. Completely not shy. People exactly know, you know. So anybody else? Cool. So I'll just end with one thing, Prabhus and Matas, right? We are called International Society for Krishna Consciousness, right? Protecting our consciousness and elevating our consciousness is our core job. There is no other big job bigger than that. Now, whatever helps us in that job is fine, right? And whatever does not help us in that job, we let it go, right? 24/7 being depressed is not what Krishna consciousness is. If Prahlad wanted, he could be like that. And Krishna As he says, Kshudram Hridaya Daurbalyam. Let's not pick Kshudri Hridaya. Kshudri Hridaya is weak hearted. We should not be ever like that. We are Prabhupada's people, and there is unlimited resources for us to keep our faith. Keep our faith in what? Krishna is. And if Krishna is, then you know everything else is fine. With that, I'll end the lecture. Vanchakalp. Oh, sorry, Prabhuji, please go ahead.
It's one of my favorite verses in Bhagavad Gita. It's chapter 6, text 30. For one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So deep, huh? For one who sees me everywhere, I am never lost to him, and he is never lost to me. Amazing. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. He put it far better than, you know, I could have. You know, that's the conclusion. That's the conclusion. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Love you. Vancha kalpataruvyascha kripa sindho bhe vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.